Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jane's Win, and it's the 9th of May today. Another one of those overdue butterflies not yet released days. It's feeling a bit like the baby's overdue actually. We're having a bit of a problem because the weather conditions are the exact weather conditions when you shouldn't release butterflies. So it needs to be exactly 15, not exactly, but it needs to be over 15 degrees because if it's any colder than that, the butterflies go inactive and then they could die because they're not going to be able to find food or shelter. Also, you're not supposed to release them if it rains continuously, which it has done over the last couple of days pretty much, even though it started to clear up in the evening yesterday, as I think I may have reported, but it was too late by then to have released them because it got too cold. You have to release them at least an hour before sundown, but presumably on a warm day, because otherwise, again, it's going to be too cold for them to find shelter for the night, and too late. And now we're having May storms. So even though it stopped raining fairly early this morning, the really strong winds continued, and that's another thing when you shouldn't release butterflies. They should not be released in strong winds. I couldn't even find a sheltered spot at the back of the house, which is usually very, very sheltered. Luton, don't do that. That's PVC. You can't hold on to that. Okay, they don't seem to learn. He's done this before. And we've also now found out the other reason why it's recommended that you let them go after 2 to 3 days at home. Because as I'm looking at them here, Luton has been a gooseberry, but the others have all found a mate by the looks of it. They sort of joined themselves up. So they joined their tails together and they're just sort of just sitting there now. Goodness knows what they're getting up to. Which is a little bit scary because I didn't want to have any caterpillars from them because I wouldn't know what to feed them. I have to, just to Omani blog, I did put a straw. I got some strawberries earlier and I sacrificed one for the caterpillars. Haven't seen any sitting on it yet. I got the ripest one because they seem to like their food ripe. But we got some fresh flowers earlier and they quite like to, our clematis, I think, because as soon as I put them, they got very excited and a couple went down and put their noses straight in, or their tongues rather. That's fine. They're feeding, but they obviously like it here. I'm quite keen to release them now, because I don't want them to make babies here. That was not the stage we were supposed to see. Unfortunately, we've got another couple of days or so of rain forecast. Now, apparently it's okay if it's just showers or a bit of a drizzle or so, as long as it's warm enough. So that's what I'm hoping for now, so we get the chance to release them over the weekend. Because otherwise, weren't meant to keep them for that long.
How long is the pregnancy period?
I don't know. It doesn't say that in the instructions, because we're not supposed to get that far, are we? This is Simon's here as well. He's having a look. And the other thing that I found interesting, so I don't know whether they really are that clever, but because obviously there's five of them, and it's only two mate, obviously. Isn't it interesting that the one that's got the misshapen wing, he's the odd one out. So I don't know whether this is coincidence or whether they kind of found...
He's the one that's not paired up. So there's five butterflies.
Yeah.
So, and...
Did they... the other ones
think... There's two pairs. So those, the four perfect ones have decided to mate. And the
Exactly. So I'm wondering whether that's a coincidence or whether they're clever enough to see, this one's looking a bit strange because his wing's misshapen. So we're not going to mate with him because we don't want to have babies looking like him, do we? So I do wonder. It's interesting. I do wonder whether he can actually fly. He's making his way around the top of the habitat now. still trying to hold on to the bees.
Do you think he's trying to commit suicide?
No, I think they're trying to get out. They were all they know now. Okay, they're not that stupid. They were all sitting earlier when I was bringing the strawberry. There's three of them sitting right at the bit there where I usually open up.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's where that hole opens. They're all sitting there. So I had to shush them to be able to get in.
Sorry, this is going to sound terribly naive now.
Mm.
Are they male and female, or are they?
I don't know. I don't know how to do it. That's what I mean. There's nothing about that in the instructions, and I didn't look that bit up. Maybe I will. I'll have to find out, you know, what they do next. Interesting. Oh, well. Anyway, so there we go. Now you know. Yes, it does feel like when the baby's overdue. Please wish us luck that we have warmish weather tomorrow and that these strong winds subside so we can let them go. Okay, thanks very much for listening, and bye for now. Say bye-bye.
Toodle-boom.